So we're talking about cases where we have now a person needs to eat on Yom Kippur. So what would it be if we have a conflict in his status? So we discussed two against two. We discussed one against one. Which is if Beis, Rav Echad said Tzorach, Rav Echad said Enot Tzorach. In Sif Gimel we said, if the Chayil and the Rav say he does not need, and one says he does need, so then Ein Mechil and Osay. Now, in Shnayim Arim Tzorach, once you have two saying that he needs, last actually said, 1-1, 2-2, 3-3, that's not correct. Once it's ready to say, need to feel a bear, I'm in a tsarach, I feel a hell, I'm in a tsarach, Machil and a same akh, Shnam, I'm in a tsarach. Once we have two opinions to say that he needs, that has the weight that we have to, we don't go bust a rove deus. So the Chayil counts a one, and the Rofa counts a one, so that's two. Why do you count it as 2 days? The Chayil and the Rofa, maybe the Chayil is just echoing the doctor. No, he says he's saying because he feels in his body that he needs it. So that's two opinions. Now, the Mishnah should point out we had before in Sif Aleph, if the person sick says he needs, even though may a doctor say he doesn't need, you listen to the Chayil. So that's when there's no doctor supporting him, so he's clearly saying his own opinion. Here the Chiddush is that the doctor's with him. So that should undermine his statement by saying, he's not saying because he knows it himself, he's saying because he's trusting the doctor. So then we should ignore what he's saying and listen to the 100 against one. And he doesn't eat. We don't say that. Yud Aleph. Me'achar Shishnayim. Let's learn with the Trekimeya Cheshivan. We weigh the two who say that he needs, it gets under, say he doesn't need. We don't follow the majority by the Sekhanas of Foshas. Okay. Abu Pisha Me'a Arofim. I feel like I'm bekiyim and mufloggim yosef b'chokhmah merefizet. Even if the ones who say that he doesn't need are considered more knowledgeable, b'shum d'achal is messiah. In this situation, the chal is supporting what they're saying. It's going in the case of the ramah. It's the chal of one doctor against everybody else. But, and we say relev yudei moris nafshe. The person knows his own personal needs. Okay. The patient says I don't need. The doctor is not sure. Still machil and I said. So Mr. Burr says that the case is the doctor recognizes the illness. And he knows it could become, this illness sometimes becomes a zakan. He's not sure if that's the situation right here. It's not the case, I don't know what this is. I have no idea what this illness is. So he knows the illness. But he's not sure if the situation is such that it will become dangerous. I don't know what the illness is, and he's not a doctor anymore, as far as we're concerned. He's not a regular person. Okay. Mechilin is say, the Dibre Charla ain't Malin Rak Mashermer Tzarachani.
In the sense
Here the doctor says, the patient says, I don't need. So that doesn't override the suffix of the doctor. You don't say, listen, the doctor is a suffix, and the chela says, I don't need. So it's, we've answered the question. That's not true. He has no knowledge of this thing. He's just saying, I don't feel like I need. The doctor says, in this situation, might become dangerous. So you have a suffix and the fascius. Based on the doctor, the chayla doesn't function as deciding any factor. So you're left with that it's up in the fashas. He has to eat. And mechilin osay. Then you day shal chayla and him ain't no machus bekiyas k'derav shal reife. Let's say the other round. The doctor says he doesn't need, and the chayla says. The case was, I don't know. So some of the fashas the hakel, and he should eat. No, because when hekadeis is suffik. Then it's a chela in and amach was bekiyas because the barshal rabbi. Not because the doctor has familiarity; he's raising questions. They don't know anything. Any of them. Okay, fine. That's the case. Now, the case of the doctor is misupik. He says, I don't know. I recognize the illness. This illness could potentially be dangerous. I don't know if that's the situation over here or not. Okay. And now, comes another doctor. So the car that should answer the suffix of the doctor. And still machil and usay. You would give him to eat. The Sharsim points out, but if it's if one doctor says he's not sure, two doctors say he doesn't need, so the two would say he doesn't need, would override the suffix of the first. But one against one, we don't rely on that. Thus it has. The mechila ba'atzim who roife, who masupik remer any yadayim. Kam ken mechila nusay, afilim roife achar, remer any tzarech. The mechila, this situation, is a doctor. So he says he sees a potential for danger where he's not sure. Another doctor says he doesn't need, so he would be like, what? That's the case before. One doctor says he's not sure. One doctor says he doesn't need, we still feed him. When the patient is a doctor, so due to the fact that he's a patient, he's not so focused, you know, he's not so, his head is not so clear right now. And if the illness over here was he's becoming high fever, which the person loses clarity, so yes, the Ali Rabba's point is a good point. Okay. Vov. If a refer Amr Shano Makar is a chirli, Rev called him the Alma of Ain't the Word of Malam Blay Murder. That says, I don't know what this illness is. So at this point in time, he no longer has the knowledge of a doctor.
Which said,
Vov. Miu, Hago Miu, Imnechlash Harbe, Achinira, the Rebbe Adam, Shatzlo, Shumasuk, and Imlayachu, Mechilinus. Even though they have no knowledge of what the illness is, but you can tell them the guy looks dangerous. So you don't need bekiyas for that situation. Once we see that people are saying that it looks to us like there's a potential danger, even though they're not knowledgeable, but that we see a very significant illness weakness over here, so you give them. So we feed him. Okay, Zion. When you're feeding the woman, pregnant woman, a case where we said before, in Tafresh Zion, that if she's she has to smell something and she needs to eat, or the chayla, So the first step is machilin osamat mat kadesh lo yitzarf l'shir. If we can feed him and give him his sustenance that he needs, a little at a time, that they shouldn't combine, that we should do that. Hilchot machilin osay kishnei shlishay beya beninis v'yishu kadei archilas arba beyim. So we give him the shear, which is less than the size of a kegrugus. And then you wait the time of kedei achilas pras. So take this pras, the time it takes to eat four bayim. Now, Mishabur is going to bring a shita that the shear of pras is three bayim. Or machmer, because the time it takes to eat three bayim is less than the time it takes to eat four bayim. So we want a longer hefsek between the two. But if that's going to be too long for him, if we can drop down to the sheet of waiting for the shear achilas pras of three bayim, that's preferred than not waiting at all. So we'll do that. And so how large is the gregus? So he says the gregus is like 2/3 of an average egg. Vashasiya. So what about drinking? Drinking is not totally in the shear of kegrugus. It's all in the shear of Molly Lugmov. So we said Yibzakoch Mechola Atzmoy Kamahu Kamahi Keshi Yisakenal Tzarecha Beiro Kamol Lugmov. So we said before, you estimate, we give him a cheeks full, you estimate how much a cheeks full is, and that he has to drink less than that amount each time. Some of that is going to be sufficient for them to address their hunger needs. Who had in Yosemat, the truth is even a little more than 2/3 of a bay is also mutter. Actually, a carb of a bay, it can't be close to a full size egg. It was a yeshkiyuv, but that's for sure going to be a shir kiyuv. Not kegrugus, kikosevus, I'm sorry.
Kegrugus is a date.
Kegrugus is the size of a dried fig, and kikosevus is the size of a date. Okay. Beyishu, you test. What's the lemmer? Achachilosoi, because she tharfu achilas ladori. So the Mishabur over here sounds like what you do is. That you eat, and you wait this time lapse, whatever it is, and then you eat again. So we don't count the eatings in the time lapse. But we had before the Mishabur when he said the shear that something should be starved with achilas pras. The person would eat something. And then, let's say you say, for argument's sake, achilas pras is seven and a half minutes. So he eats something, it takes him 2 minutes to eat it. It's not a shear. Then he waits 7 minutes and 20 seconds, and he starts eating again. So he eats again before 7.5 minutes. So the heel over here, which started at 7 minutes and 20 seconds, is with Tzarif back to the last 10 seconds of the first Achila. The Achila before that was more than Kedei Achilas Pras. So when we say Kedei Achilas Pras is with Tzarif, we're talking about from the beginning of the first Achila into the end of the last Achila. That is a shear, that's his guy. Mishmur over here reads like you have the chila, then you start measuring your achilas pras, and I have to wait to start eating till after that. Which that lachar Mishmur said before that's not correct. So the way it presents over here, that's what he presents. But that's not, he said over there, that's not true.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay.
You have to wait how long? So I mentioned to you, if that's difficult, the Rambam Shita is the shear of the Achilles process, 3 bay. So there are many other. So there definitely are poskim which agree with that calculation. That's the correct calculation for Kedei Achilles Bras, which would be a shorter time. Okay. So how long is that in calculations of time? There's a famous piece from the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says that he has two ways to calculate it based on different Gemaras. It seems he's steering the calculations. He says he's not sure which one is correct. One calculation gives him a calculation of 9 minutes. One calculation gives him a cheshbon of 2 minutes. She says, so he would see that we have to always be machmer. We're doing the right story, we have to be machmer the more common to kashita. So when I'm talking about the mitzvah, let's say eating matzah, I have to eat it within the time of the Kedei Pras. I should be machmer 2 minutes. Eating my first kazayas in the sukkah, the first night of sukkahs, I've eaten the Kedei Pras, it should be within 2 minutes. And Yom Kippur, I should leave a time lapse of 9 minutes in between the two eatings. They shouldn't be even starved together in the case of a person is ill. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that he believes that there are some shorter shiurim which are correct. But since the Chassam Sofer said 9 minutes, if a person can wait 9 minutes, he should wait 9 minutes. If that's not possible, so he, they agree he agrees with some of the other calculations. Other calculations. I forgot which one Moshe goes with. He goes with there's a Marchesha 7.5 minutes, and she goes with 6 minutes, 5 minutes, 4.5 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes. So we try and do as best as we can under the circumstances.
Yeah.
Shik says the share of the chumer is 8 minutes. The cheshes over here says share is 3 minutes. Rav Moshe says 4.5 minutes. He saw the Chazanish brings. He says, since the mice of the Rav Chazam said you should be cautious for it. Rav Zalman said the shear should be 9 minutes. In case you need, you can rely on 6 or 5 minutes. Or Chazan says the shear is 6 or 7 minutes. Avraham says the shear is 3 or 4 minutes. By Bracha Achorino, says it's also relevant in regards to saying a Bracha Achorino. But you can't say Bracha Achorino in the food unless you ate a kazayas in the shear of 3 or 4 minutes. So the. That's relevant. I think we discussed this once. Granola. We discussed this once.
I don't recall.
Okay, there's a machlokes in halacha. What is the correct bracha on granola?
Oh, granola bar.
Granola bar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think you made.
Right. Is the correct bracha on granola Adam or Amazonas? So the mice are. You get different answers in different poskim, but Pashas Yotze with Adama, Pashas Yotze with the Mazonos. You get the Bracha Achorino, it gets much, much more sticky. Pun intended. If it's a Mazonos, the Bracha Achorino is Alamechia. You can't be Moitzi an Alamechia with a Brain of Oshas, or vice versa. Furthermore, since it's oats, there's a sheet of Tosis. The Tosis says that since oats are one of the Zayin Minim, So the Zayin Minim have the Bracha Karen is main gimel, but you're eating in a Dhamma form. So the correct Bracha Karen would be Alo Adama Bapriya Adama Baltanos the Sudar Alaris Kamatay Bracha. You say Bracha main gimel, but the Bracha would be Alo Adama. So Tosfos raises such a shita. Shulchan Aruch says therefore Yerei Shemayim should only eat these type of things Teicha Suda and be got to a bench. So granola is one of the classic examples of this challenge. On the tzaddis adama, the correct bracha according to Tosfos would be al adama. On the tzaddis mezon, the correct bracha is al amichya. So the ma'aseh ikar p'sak, you say in that situation, al adama or not, the mishmur says ikar p'sak is a brain of fashas. But the Yerushalayim should only need a teichas suda. Nothing involved in the suffix. So we don't say an aladam on the mice. So one of the eights is if you eat less than you eat a time lapse and more connected to this prostitute each time each one that you eat. You eat less than a kazayas, you wait more than a kazayas, you eat another kazayas, eat less than a kazayas. She never chayav in a bracha korona. So you don't have to get involved in any bracha korona issue. So the Nature Valley granola bars that come, so one bar is less than a kazayas. Kazayas is about 1.25 of a bar. So person in the old size bars, I think the bars are small, even smaller. So eat one bar, you wait the time lapse of today, Achilles Pras, whatever it is, then you eat another bar. So that's an eight. How to do that? So how long is that? So he says the shear for that should be either 3 to 4 minutes or 4 to 5 minutes time lapse in between. So I usually tell people wait 5 minutes in between. And again, 5 minutes the chare means if you want to count the first Achilles and the second Achilles as one Achilles, they all have to take place in a 5 minute span. So if you eat it and you finish and you wait 4.5 minutes and you start, by the time you eat a shear's worth in the second bar to start the first one, it's already past the time or whatever the number is. Because you know, I don't have to be so crazy. I'm saying 5 minutes, I'm sure you're good.
You're saying that the bracha should be bracha rishana should be mechir, should be.
Bracha Mishana is Adama.
It is Adama.
I think if you call Sarkei, they'll tell you that Bracha Mishana is Mazonis.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Yeah.
And I hope Bracha Mishana is Adama.
Because it's changed form, or something?
There is a concept in the law of that what changes, the person takes kernels of wheat and he parches them. Uh-huh. So it's Adama. So why when you cook and you make farina, right? You make cream of wheat. The bracha is mazonis. Put the clumps together. So it says if you take it and you cut it to pieces and you cook it together, so clumps together, that makes it a mazonis. So does that mean that that's because it naturally clumps together? Because the nature of the wheat, with the gluten that it has, whatever it has, you know, or oats, these type of things, when you cook them together, they become a mass. Right? So that's the point. That's what you change from being adoma to being some type of mazonis. What about if I artificially put it together? I take them and I bet some could lay them out on a tray and roast them with all the ingredients and they'll stay separate. Since I stick it together and I put honey on top of it, when I bake it, it bakes together. There's not really clumping together batsim. On the other hand, you have a unit of these things together.
Right.
So is that changing from Adama to Mazonis?
Okay.
So my understanding is that will not. The logic behind that change is because of the fact that there's a change in the nature of what it is. But if I could take granola, separate pieces of oats, spread on a tray, you get the exact same flavor, the exact same everything, and they're going to stay separate, there's nothing bringing it together. It's not the fact you put some honey on it. So the honey is holding it together. So it's like you glued it together. So that's not what the halacha says. But Rav Hanan holds the main thing is it comes a unit, and it comes a unit difference in Mazon. So that's the argument. How to understand that halacha?
Yeah.
Okay. By the regards to a drink, however, we check, we base it on the chol himself. What's to learn? That's based on him. He puts it into his mouth. Then he spits it out. And that's the amount that he measures that, and that is his shear. We explained before that means. He should do that at every Yom Kippur. Stop. The comma's in the wrong place. So we said before, the way you do that is you fill up your mouth totally as much as you can liquid wise, spit it out, and divide that amount in half, and that's the share of Malilugma.
It still stalks, right?
Because Malilugma means to fill in one cheek. It's very hard to fill one cheek. So we fill everything, spit it out, and then measure half of that. Okay, and furthermore, Yashar Merim Kippur. It would be proper to calculate from before Yom Kippur. Yabal Amor shows a Zegel of the clock. Kama Minutin Hushoya Bashir Achilas Arba Beim. How long it takes to lead four bay? Shir is a Yisha by Yom Kippur and Ben Achilo Achilo, became in Shtiel Shtiel. Kila Kame. So he says that we should calculate Achilas Pras. Subjectively based on the person. So take four babes worth of food and eat it. See how long it takes you. Okay. Now he also said a cool over here. We calculate between drink and drink with the share of Kedekulis Pras. Now that we said before was a mechalikus. If drinks are mitzdarf in a shorter period of time. He's saying over here, since it's a chumra issue. Right, we want to keep them distant from each other. We have to mark. We're like the sheet that we're told that liquids do connect. So, with two options, we calculate liquids based on the shear called Kadesh Tias Revius. The time it takes to drink a Revius. So, if I drink a Malalugma, the time it takes to drink a Revius, clearly it's one Shtia. So, let's say it takes a minute to drink a Revius normally. So, that's my shear. I'm at Starif. The Shtia, a Malalugma, time it takes to drink a Revius, which is 1 minute. But that's a bit cooler. Because according to that, it means if I wait 2 minutes in between, I'm allowed to drink again.
Right, you don't?
Yeah. Or a minute and a half, I'm allowed to drink. But there is a sheet that was told that by Shtia, it's mitar kechilas pras. So I have to machmer kechilas pras by Shtia also. But we have a situation where that's not possible. We still should be machmer kechilas pras by Shtia also, if possible. Rabbi Shimon Shalom Sofer, Kalevov, Tazayin, Shikosim, Mishahefzim, and Achila, Achila, Yeh, Bekashir, Tes Minutin, Shas Shir, Kechilas Pras. So he gives you the share is 9 minutes. Person can drink a little bit and then eat a little bit, and that's not a problem. It doesn't have to wait because they don't connect.
Okay, so
yes. So that's for Achila. You give him the drink less than the shear also. Wait the time of the text to eat for Bayim, Kedekhilas. If that's not possible, at least wait the time lapse of Kedekhilas Revius. Okay. The doctor calculates that that's not going to work to address the danger. The patient says it's not doing it for me. Oh, she stopped kibbutzavur. They're not sure, either the doctor or the patient. We give him all of his needs and we don't wait. Miyad, immediately. Okay. If that doesn't work, before I drop down to Kadesh Tias Revius, I should drop down to the shear of waiting for three bayim. Okay, shear shear to vias. Look how posting shear zeh habi hefsek. Will you start for the hadori kalebus and mitzvah shabbes if that sign shal mishabura that he brought this calculation over there before.
But they're not going to talk about breast. Let's talk about the boiling.
I think this can be framed as a passage.
Fine.
First of all,
Shachol or Mikain, because according to the Midnoigim, Shanoitz on the phone of Michael Barmanoi, we've given the food in front of him. He said, listen. Yom Kippur Ayon. But the Chosha Sheyel Chol Sekana Im Lo Teichol Kashir Bebasachas Achol Basachas Im Lav Teichol Mat Mat Pachzman Kedush Yeshir. We leave the choice up to him. We give him the pas basala. It's available if you need it. So that itself sometimes is able to relieve the situation a little bit.
I don't know.
So it's up to the person to choose. The person has to memorize these halachas. They have them on his fingertips. We need the answer immediately because waiting a little bit of time might be problematic. Even normally the law is if somebody else shouldn't butt in. All right, the answer is out to the Rav. The Rav has to pass. The Rav is not familiar. He's looking it up. Somebody, meanwhile, there's a person in danger. So he answers. Shabbos and Kippur are the same regard as the other halacha issues.
I'm saying
that the
analogy here
might be eight. Fine.
What for the other one?
Sift test.
What is
that? A person gets a hunger attack. That his body becomes sick and considered to come. It's recognizable by the fact she ain't of chaos. His eyes, the luster in his eyes goes weak. But he can't see well. So we give him to eat until he's able to see again. In this situation, if there's no available food, which is food of Heter, give him non kosher food. We have different types of prohibited foods, which one is more stringent, it's a greater severity than the other. We give him the more lesser of the two averis first. So he has Caleb, which is the key of chorus, and he has Treif, which is only a lav. Give him the Treif. Okay, Hago. So what do you do in the following dilemma? He needs to eat meat. That's going to be the refuah. V'yeshkan behema shetzichin l'shachto u'boshin avela mucheta. So we have non-kosher meat available, or we can shecht an animal and get kosher meat. So is it better to mechal Shabbos and give him or Yom Kippur and shecht and give him kosher meat, or is it better to give him the non-kosher meat without shechting? So I leave out the whole aveira of shechting out of the process. So what's better to do? So, if you dial, take a look back there at the Shabbos. Mishabur quotes it. Mishabur Chav, hey, Bulmus. Who's Mesukin Lom Musayat Ezev? Bulmus is considered a succumbent of Voshes. So, if a person is now, if a person faints, the person turns very, very white, all these also would be similar simonim. And this whole time, a person was healthy to start with. A person who is starting out is not as healthy a person to start with could be even lesser simon and would be have than a bumps. The fact is that is when his vision comes back, the way to know when he's getting back to his his faculties are coming back to him, he can tell the difference in the taste of different foods. He's going to say the bulmus, he can't tell the taste of the food. Over here, we don't start playing with pachas mishir because time is of the essence. So we have this conflict. What do we do? So I only yell simashin chavches stifidel before Hashem the kiman shoots arach lechol la'alta. He has to eat immediately. But in veilah mechenes, the veil is ready to eat. Mutav achilah neveilas. You give him the veilas.
And furthermore, I don't know if it's.
So the Rosh talks about this. The Rosh says, I understand. We have a rule. You give kal tchila. So one is shkita on Shabbos, which is a chiyav or Yom Kippur, it's a chiyav kardes, and the veil is only allowed. So the rule should be that kal tchila. Of course, you give the veil. So what's the discussion over here? Maybe we should shecht.
No, if it's kosher.
He says no, because that rule of kal tchila is only talking about you have to do one aveira here, one aveira there. So we're going to give him one time shkita, one kazayis in the veil. But multiple times, if you're doing a lav, it's not a chiyuv koras. Eating the veil and many kazayis in the veil. Whereas if he shechts, he does one aveira and then the rest of it is all het. Because from then on, all the meat is kosher. So multiple lavin has equivalent status of one-time chorus, regardless to the level of chumra. So you can't say you use the rule of kal tchila in that situation. Okay. A person now came back to himself. He has the bench. A person obviously can't, his mind's not clear. He doesn't have the bench. So you say, you bench, you say, Yalav Yavav. For children also, children or a woman, the lettuce, they eat, if they eat bread, they say Yalav Yavav mention. We don't say Kiddush. There's no din of Kiddush. Mishabur is going to say in a second, but Yalav Yavav you say. Shemir Yalav Yavav. Chavtes. Hatam. Kevin b'tehera ocho. Harbala Yom Kippur, Kippur l'didan. Shai Yomtiv. Since he's eating a terrorist, this is something which is proper for him to do to eat. So he's eating a Yomtiv meal. Eating a Yomtiv meal, you say a bracha. Yalav Yavav.
The odds definitely is B.
If he mechabes Shabbos, I remember Tevach Litzeno. V'yesh mekilim azesh afilo yalav yove in tzorach lemer shvotiknu ela malkam shemitzos v'achila mitzvah chilasa v'hu adin she'en lemer Tevach Litzeno kishchabes Shabbos. Some disagree. Why does he yalav yove? Because there's a mitzvah as soon as Yom Tov. There's no mitzvah as soon as Yom Tov in Yom Kippur. There is a mitzvah. A person who is ill in Yom Kippur, he should eat to save his life. But there's no din of achila. You're not eating b'tarah as soon as Yom Tov. So why is he yalav yove for? So that's the second opinion. So that's a taz.
Now we're coming
and therefore there's no dinner saying we you wouldn't say either. There's no din of eating a Seder Shabbos on this Shabbos.
Going into a
sukkah for him. Okay. Now, definitely you don't say Kiddush. Because there's no takana. We can very, very strong to believe that there was no takana of Kiddush on Yom Kippur, because I was never misakin to make Kiddush on Yom Kippur, because no one said eat. No one said have a sukkah, no one said have Kiddush. There's a mitzvah, might be mitzvah the rice this year. You get proposed on Friday night. You mitzvah the rice of being Mekadosh Shabbos. So the Magen Rambam says you'll do that in davening by Ma'ariv when you say the bracha the Chasima Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. Right, you say the whole Nusuk. Right, Melach Mochel Shleit Abesenu Labos Avod Beishasel Mershit Becholshon Meshana Melach. And you can't do that in the Chazal Worm Masakan, it's in the Rabbanan Sayyid al Kus. So to say Kiddush would be a Brochel, Chash Brochel, the Tol. Definitely lo Yachs. So he seems to be learning that you don't really lose anything by saying Yalav Yavai, because it's not a Brochel of its own. It's not considered
you're not sure.
No, she might as well say it.
They're different from
but Kiddush, that's already possible. Rachel Batola, we don't say.
Are you going to wear that? In other words, everything was fine. Okay. Are you going to wear that for a problem?
That's the end of the Lachos of Achayim. Just a couple of them over here. Lo Yom Kippurim, Simen Tavrei Shutes. Lo Yom Kippurim, Lo Yom Shem Rashiach Hatzila, B'Yishiva Shamal, B'Yishiva Shamata, Adas Amokam, Adas Akol, Adam Atirim, Lizbalel, Yimar Vayonim. So you make an announcement that we're going to allow even people which are not keeping mitzvahs to be part of the Tzibur.
This is the stuff that's available.
Okay.
So that's a tour.
You say Shechiyonu without not in the kais. But we continue it through into the evening. And so we start marb ready. It's lila.
Factors that would affect the
three times. Each time you say a little bit louder. Person should not change any of them in Hogim, in the Piyutim, or even in the Gunim which they use. You should not change the Gunim. Mishabur says the reason why we don't change the Gunim is that people are used to. You're going to confuse people if you change them. I think I told you, it tells. They have a nusach from Europe, a beautiful nusach. They have ready from Europe for years. One year, one time, one of the Chazanim tried to change something. And Rashi gives it to him after davening and says, you don't change the nigun. You don't change the nigun.
Right? That was different. Did you say that some Rav Gifter or somebody else is like pounding on the beam or something?
He could give a clap on the shtender. Aleph. Shemesh Chsiber, Vashavimer Hagodol Shabachalir. So the Mishnah says that the Sheikh Tzibur says they have to have Shiva Shemalo. Mishnah says the minig nowadays is that the Gadol Ir says it. Our minig actually is that the Sheikh Tzibur says it. Sarak with Sarak Oich Naim, he did a Bezdin, so two other people join him. Rabbi Yeshiva Shamal, Yeshiva Shamat. Yeshiva is Maskimin, the Tzarap, Dasa Mokim, Dasa Kol, Hatter, Sever Yonim, Navar Yunusam. Okay, we're going to Mimat, the Avrayonim, to join. So normally, So a person's put in a harem can't join the tzibur, and not only can he not join the tzibur, but in shemayim he's considered not part of the tzibur of klal. He's still the tefillahs are not heard. So we're going to release that for the purpose of Yom Kippur. Either he did went some type of the gun of the Sibur, or he did an Aveir. If that's because of that they put him in Kherim, he's out. You can't use him for a minion. Or we can't even let him in shul, even the send other people besides him. Maybe we made that situation on this person. Therefore, we're matter for Yom Kippur that he should not have that sword over his head. They should be able to join. The whole Tanis Hebrew, Shane Bray, Persia Yisrael, and Tanis Chazal say that if you can't get the Aveira people in with you, you haven't really addressed your Tanis properly. How do we know? We see the Torah itself advises that haraya, when the midst of Keteris, one of the spices smells bad. Why the verse is put in there is a sign that you include the bad with the good.
Basically, what he's saying.
Okay.
All right, there. You just said.
It's not going to come in peace.
Take a look over here in the Shartzim in Dal. Well, the Rames, that's Remes of the Keteris. Shein Lono Lahokil Pershoim Pershi Yisrael Shlo Yiv Beklal Tani Yisenu Mosil Hino. Don't take it lightly. We have to include that. Behind Kishem Shemaim Misalo Miskadesh Beshor Shem Rishoim Chazim Betshuva Beretzim Misaged Misnaig Kamei Said Tzniket. They want to join. That's a kid of Shem Shemai. So we don't discourage that. The Dogen Shemar Kol Nidre Sipes Sikot Beis. I'm sorry. So now, when you say Kol Nidre, you say all of the Nadorim and etc., which we made, the Nidarim, from last Yom Kippur to this Yom Kippur. So what you're saying then is a Hatar Sador. I'm releasing any vows that I made in the last year. Maybe somebody was over written one of them. This is not a valid form of a Torah Sador to do it like this. So you're making a pronouncement for the future. I'm declaring right now, I'm making a condition that I'm going to annul, make null and void any future vows that I might make. When is that tonight work? So this is Machlokes B'Sharim, when that tonight works. It's interesting, two shitas. Mishmur says, Mahani tonight, that this pronouncement that I'm going to now say works. Menazurcha tonight, B'Shoshanot, or Achakach. If later on when he makes it, so Erevim Kippur, he makes this pronouncement, Kol Nidre, and any Nidorim that I make are null and void. Milov Cheshvan, he says, you know what? I promise I'm going to do this. I really promise. So that's the Dinner of Shua. Said it double, two times. It's the Dinner of Shua. So he's now Nishpa. Right? So the Tanai over removes it. But that only works if the time he makes the Shua. In question, he didn't remember the Tanai. Let's say he says, I remember I made it pronounced at Erevim Kippur, but I'm doing it anyway. So that makes that pronouncement ineffective because he's overriding it now. On the circle Tanai, if I became Neuter, Hare Oiker, that's Tanai. Interesting. Now there's a sheet of the Rishonim that says the opposite. It only works if the person, when he makes the pronouncement, is remembering that he made it tonight, and therefore I'm saying it now, but I don't really mean it because I made it tonight before. So it comes out that the tonight is not very effective because it's a close Rishonim where each case works. When I go to Kribeno Tam, if he's a Tzarek Lomer, now, so Mishnah Berurah says we're not going to time, we make the tonight in the future. Many of Machzorim actually still make the Tanai in the past. Rav Aaron's Machzorim does both things. From last Yom Kippur to this Yom Kippur, from this Yom Kippur to the next Yom Kippur. So you cover, which I think the article Machzor also does that, is you cover all your bases. Now, feed that Tzarech Lomer di Nadirna di Mishtabana Loshen Osin. Not that I did make, but that I will make. Either way, you should say along with the chazan quietly. Then tonight, if you're going to Rebbeinu Tam, so what he's saying doesn't help you. Okay, so then we say Shechiyon Blokhais. Or Shechiyon, we got Mitzibur Yarmer Kolechad Belachas. That's again, everybody should say their own. But Tov Shemar L'Saim a Brocha Shemavorach La'atzmi. You should finish your Brocha off more quickly than the Chas. Okay, she Saim a Shechiyon a Brocha Yarmer Amen. That's why you can't say you finish a Brocha together with somebody else. You don't answer Amen. It looks like you're making a Brocha on your own. Amen on your own Brocha, which Ashkenazim don't do. So we need to leave a time lapse the time you finish before the chazan finishes. Everybody sing along with him. The chazan is still a Timotzi people because maybe some people are not familiar. Shartzinovir points out that women should not say Shechiyonu. Shasalokaneris.
No, I don't think.
Well, if they want to say it in shul, they shouldn't say it before. You can't say it twice. So if they say it, if they want to go to shul and say it together with the rest of the tzibur, they should not say it earlier. If they said it earlier, they should not say it together with the tzibur.
Okay. The question.
Now, if they do say it, there is a halacha of when a person, you know, we're samech at least in machloek, we're samech that a person can make it light neiris. And make a condition that they're not being mekabel Shabbos. You can't do it if you're saying a Shechiyonu by the bracha. And you can't say, listen, I'm making it tonight, saying Yom Kippur, I'm not being mekabel Yom Kippur yet. But Shechiyonu, we get a last man there. To this time, what's this time? Yom Kippur. There's no bracha on Yom Kippur. She's saying it's Yom Kippur ready. Oh, it's Yom Kippur ready. So why are you eating still?
Right.
So you have to, why are you driving in a car? So if you want to get, you know, lighten errors to get in the car and go to shul and make the tonight, so even a woman, we have to careful not to say Shechiyonu on the Neiris, and she will say Shechiyonu in Shul.
What's his character? There's really one character
in that situation. We have the younger kids, not so negay, but as life moves on.
Right. There's a sheet of those that I remember
me,
or you becomes more of an issue.
So
okay. Yeah, well, let's hold it here.